is. Yeah.
Okay, on your mark. Go. Okay. So in terms of the mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, which we began to discuss in great detail, we want to move on. The Rambam says, Ochlin v'shosiv yishenu b'sukkah. This is the Rambam in Perek Vav, Halacha Vav. Kol shiva, bein bayom be'glayfi, asur lechol si'uda chutz l'sukkah kol shiva. So the Rambam says that there's an iser of eating a su'uda, we'll emphasize the word su'uda, outside of the sukkah called shiva. Okay. Now I think the person who picked up on this Rambam, without even mentioning the Rambam, is the Minchas Chinuch, at least according to the way some understood the Minchas Chinuch. I'm not sure if that's the only way of understanding the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch wants to answer the kasha of Tosfos about mitzvah baba avera. The Gemara says on Daf Tes that the word lecha is a miut miboile lemute gzula. So Tosfos on Daf Tes asks the kasha tema tepukle mishum dahavi le mitzvah baba avera. To be high time of Paslin and Esther Gagozel beyond Tivshani. L'kamon v'reish parak lulav Gagozel. So why do I need a psul of l'cha, l'mu'utei gzula, if in any event I would passel the sukkah midin mitzvah baba vera? Again, when we use the term passel the sukkah, we're getting into a very heavy issue over here. Does mitzvah baba vera passel the sukkah? Is it like schach posel or not? So the Tosfos is assuming that mitzvah baba avera would accomplish the same exact goal as l'chol l'mutei gzula. There's no difference between mitzvah baba avera and l'chol l'mutei gzula. And therefore he asks the question, what do I need l'chol l'mutei gzula? I have a general halach that applies everywhere. Lulav ha-gozel, sukkah gzula, whenever the mitzvah is gozel. We spoke about where the shofar gozel is possible, but ain't b'kol b'din gezel. So the Minchas Chinuch here in Mitzvah's essay Shimchah Pei has a long discussion, a chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch to answer up Tosfos' kasha. He says it's not his usual style, but you always know after apologetics like that it's going to be a long shiur, right? Anyway, so the Minchas Chinuch says the following. You wonder about it.
No,
the truth is that this Minchas Chinuch is very, very famous. I'm not sure if Rav Zevin made it famous in Mo'adim Ba'alacha, but it's quite well known. But let's look at the Minchas Chinuch inside, not all of it, but at least parts of it. He says the following. It's on the back of your mama cover. In the paragraph that starts V'im, if you chop that about 5 lines, V'nira li, tehine shnei minim yesh b'mitzvah saseh. We're always classifying mitzvah saseh into various categories, and he says there are 2 categories of mitzvah saseh. And in fact, you could have one mitzvah, he claims, that sukkah, which has 2 different aspects to it. It can be categorized under both of these headings. One is a chiyu, like tefillin, like esrog, like matzah. Umitzvah kizui, makayim osa osa ritzon abore, sbarach yisale, kein tziva melech, etc., etc. Bimivatel ha mitzvah. So then, also kenegin ritzonu yisbar. The onosh yeonish. Yesh mitzvah she ain chiv la soson. Gigon sitzes. The Torah lo chiva osa lulbosh begit shaldal and kanfus. So if he wants to go without, he's not violating any mitzvah or any chiv. Aval in mevi atzmo lide chiv. Shevachavona lovesh arba kanfos. Lekayim mitzvah sitzes. Zed derech hatov ayosher, and therefore he has a kiyuma mitzvah. This is awfully similar to what we call in our language mitzvah kiyuvis and mitzvah kiyuvis. The only difference being that it's not an absolute mitzvah kiyuvis. It's a mitzvah kiyuvis in the sense that you can do without the mitzvah at no expense and no punishment. But on the other hand, you can bring yourself into the kiyuv, and at one point there is a kiyuv. He points out that Sukkah has both dimensions to it. Let's say on the first night of Sukkahs, as we derive from Tezvav, is an absolute chiyuv to sit in the Sukkah. Whereas the rest of Sukkahs, he doesn't have to eat in Sukkah. If he does eat in Sukkah, if he chooses to do so, then he has a mitzvah. So he says the following. Now here the language of the Minchas Chinuch is very important. This is towards the end of the paragraph V'im, about 7 lines up. He says, Kigon im lovesh beged shal arba kanfos, the eno matil tzitzis. Again, he opted, he didn't have to, but he opted to wear a beged of dalet kanfos. And in this case, he didn't put tzitzis on. Az over al ha-mitzvah. The language of the Minchas Chinuch is over al ha-mitzvah. That's interesting. I would have said he's not Makayim his mitzvah, or he's Mevatel his mitzvah, but he's Over al mitzvah. No. V'chein im ochel achilas kevach chutz l'sukkah Over al mitzvah. Once again, if he eats an achilas kevach, and he's talking about the whole Yom Tov of Sukkahs, outside the Sukkah, then he's Over al mitzvah. He repeats himself another line later. He says, "V'yesh einu makayim mitzvah over al ritzono." See, he's mamish talking about an avera, and that's going to generate quite a bit of his nagus. Oh, now, given the fact that you can eat inside the sukkah as a chiyuv, you can eat inside the sukkah as a kiyuv mitzvah without a chiyuv during the rest of the days. You can eat. Not eat at all, and then you forfeit the kiyuma mitzvah, but you don't have any avera. And then you can eat outside the sukkah, which upgrades you to a level of what? Of an avera. Says the Minchas Chinuch, here's where we need lecha. V'hinei nira in the next paragraph, ki mitzvah above avera eino yotze. He says, mishum delo yotze yidei chovas ha-mitzvah. He says, what mitzvah above avera does is it nullifies the kiyum ha-mitzvah. However, nevertheless, he's not eating outside the sukkah. He says, aval on the last line, he says, v'mitzvah she'enom chiyuvios v'yon tzitzis v'sukkah v'shari mos ha-chag im heim boim v'avera MS the low key aim rots on a bore, come a low beat on mitzvah. Right, so if you're trying to be Makayim a mitzvah above Avera, you don't have a key a mitzvah, but on the other hand, you don't have the Avera. And he repeats himself a few times. So he says on the fourth line, Lo nucha lodin oso kimosha ochel chutz l'sukkah. The fact that this sukkah is a sukkah gzula and it's a mitzvah b'avera doesn't mean, therefore, that he ate outside the sukkah. In reality, he's eating inside the sukkah. In other words, the Minchas Chinuch accepts the existence of a sukkah that doesn't lend itself to a kiyuma mitzvah. It's a very paradoxical concept. So if you have a sukkah gzula before the pasuk of lecha, what's the status of that sukkah? It's not a sukkah kshera, but yet it is a sukkah kshera. It's a sukkah kshera insofar as you're not eating outside the sukkah to generate the avera of eating outside the sukkah. But it's not a sukkah kshera to generate a kiyuma mitzvah. It's in that limbo state, that bein hashmashos, between a sukkah kshera and a sukkah psula. It's not a sukkah kshera from the perspective of the impossibility of generating a kiyuma mitzvah in that sukkah. It's not a sukkah psula from the perspective of eating outside the sukkah. He is eating in the sukkah, says the Minchas Chinuch. But he doesn't have a kiyuma mitzvah. Does he have the avera? He doesn't have the avera of eating outside the sukkah. I don't know, maybe it's a maisa mitzvah, maisa yeshiva, but it's not a kiyuma mitzvah. Very interesting. But the status of the sukkah per se is something that fascinates the mind. And we're going to talk about this again a little bit later in terms of Yard HaGeshomim. Maybe you could have such a thing as a sukkah, which is a sukkah, but it's not possible to fulfill your mitzvah in the sukkah. The nafkamin is that you're not eating outside the sukkah.
If the owner of the gather of chah, for example, come to the house, to the sukkah, he will be yotzei in the sukkah? Because it's not gather for him?
Right.
It's his own?
Right. For him, it's not a mitzvah baba vera.
Right? So, and maybe for other results as well.
Correct.
Because others didn't solve the. So it's in the sukkah itself or in the mat, in the gavra?
According to Milchas Chinuch, it only negates the kiyum gavra. The sukkah per se is still sukkah.
So
and anyone you
else,
very well.
Anyone else can sit in the sukkah and doesn't have any problem because it wasn't over gzela.
Correct. That's before the pasuk l'cho, right? Then he says, "Avol b'chai gavna." He says, "This is a paragraph of Yesh." In my Torah, pasla gozel b'feirush. If the Torah went out of its way to exclude and disqualify a sukkah gzula, and that's explicit in the Torah under the pasuk l'cha, havi kivo shesichech b'shach pasla. Now the very sukkah itself becomes possible. The lav sukkah klal. His language is very clear. So in the case of mitzvah baba vera, that doesn't impact on the sukkah. I can't be yotzi by you. Maybe others can. Certainly the balas can, because the sukkah is a sukkah kshera. If I sit in the sukkah, since the sukkah itself is a sukkah kshera, at least it saves me from the avera of eating outside the sukkah. However, now that the Torah explicitly excludes and disqualifies a gzula, lav sukkah klal, v'im ochel havi kemisha ochel bivayis.
And even for someone else.
And even for someone else. It sounds like for everyone, objective.
Even for the Baal HaSa'as.
Even for the Baal HaSa'as. It's sukkah suh. It's really cool. And he's saying as a result, he's over aver. Now, if you take a look at Rav Zevin, he doesn't like this Minchas Chinuch, but it's very interesting to see why he doesn't like the Minchas Chinuch. Now, I found it very interesting to talk about a sukkah which is in this limbo state, that for you it's puzzle, but for someone else it's kosher. That doesn't bother the Baal Sefer Moed Baal Lacha. He just doesn't understand where the Minchas Chinuch derived this conclusion that there's an Isur, there's an Avera to eat outside the Sukkah. Where are these two dinim in Sukkah? One din in Sukkah that there's a mitzvah and a kiyum, and another din in Sukkah that there's an Isur to eat outside the Sukkah. Says the kiyum to eat in the Sukkah and Avera outside the Sukkah. He says, ain't adover kain. There's only a mitzvah chiyuvus. There's no lav over here. There's no Easter essay to eat outside the sukkah. The Torah says, that's all the Torah says, b'sukkah teishu shivus yamin. So if he eats outside the sukkah, then he's not being makayim his chiyuv to eat in the sukkah. But to say that it's an avera, mehechetesi, how do we know this? So on the one hand, I realize full well that if you go with the Sefer Moed Baal Lacha, you don't have the answer to the Minchas Chinuch's answer to Tosfos Kasha, and that's Chabal. But on the other hand, I'm not willing to quickly give up on the Minchas Chinuch because of the Rambam's language. The Rambam says we usur lechol su'uda chutz l'sukkah kol shiva. I mean, that does sound like there's some sort of independent Isur Achila outside the sukkah. But the question still begs itself, and I can't possibly answer that question. What's the source for this Isur Achila outside the sukkah? If the Minchas Chinuch would be correct, then you have that fascinating discussion, the Achronim, about a case where you have two tzachim of sukkah of schach posel, let's say it's Dovish Mekabel Tumo, and you have two of a schach gozel. So if mitzvah baba aver doesn't affect the chetz of the sukkah, because mitzvah baba aver only affects the kiyum mitzvah, so if you don't have dalid, if you don't have dalid chach posel, then the sukkah is kasher. Now that you have l'chol levutei gzula and you're converting the two into schach posel, then it's mitzvah to the other two, and now you'd have schach posel. So the truth of the matter is that
you can sit under the tree.
Okay.
could still be a secret chair. And the three tefillin you could sit underneath would be a problem. Because the two tefillin has a stat, the two tefillin of guzzle fills the stat of being a sukkah kasher, because you can't eat under.
Right, but the sukkah itself is chair.
You could eat under the other three tefillin without a problem.
The problem is that let's assume not like the Minhaskim. Let's assume like Rav Zevin that there's only a positive essay of Basukas Teshu and your Mavata Yechovas essay, but it's not an Easter essay. There's no separate Easter meeting outside the sukkah. But what then do we do with the Rambam's language? The Asur Lechol Su'uda Chutz L'Sukkah. So I was thinking, Rav Osad, I want you to think along with me for a moment. You remember the famous Makis about Bitlo Velo Bitlo. Right? According to one man, the Omar, if you violate a Lav Hanitak L'Essa, you don't get Malkis, unless you go ahead and you Mavato L'Essa. So let's say, for example, I steal something, and then I destroy the object, and I destroy the possibility of being Mekayim the Mitzvah of Hashavas Hagzeila. Or, if I take the Eimal Abonim, and I shech the mother bird. So according to one day on the Gemara in Makis, on Daf Tezvav, wherever it is, so that Bittel essay clinches the Averis Halav, and now you get Malkis. And Rashi over there says that you get Malkis for the Bittel essay. In other words, it's like a long Avera. The Avera starts with the Lav, of Gzela in this case, and completes itself, clinches itself, with the Bittel essay. And the Bittel essay is the Hashlamas Halav. The Avera itself is complete through the Bittel essay. So I'm just wondering that in a case where you destroy a Mitzvah's essay, that itself is an Avera. Again, not that the Rambam has some sort of independent source in the Torah for an Isur of eating outside the Sukkah. There is no such source in the Torah. The Torah says to eat in the Sukkah. But the Rambam holds that there are two ways of being Mavatal Yachiv to be Mekayim in the midst of Yeshiva Sukkah. One is you fall asleep outside the Sukkah, or you schmooze with your friends, you learn Torah, whatever it is, you do it outside the Sukkah. So you had a Chiv of Dira in the Sukkah, and you weren't Mekayim that Chiv. So that's a Bittel Essay. That applies to any mitzvah says. We have an opportunity to fulfill the essay, you don't do so, that's a Bittel Essay. But there might be another halacha here, which the Rambam calls an Avera. It's not an Avera in the sense it's an independent Isur, but it's an Avera in the sense that you were Mavatel the essay. You actively destroyed the essay. And the Rambam holds that Achila Su'uda Chutz L'Sukkah is not just a non-fulfillment of an essay, it's more than that. It's considered like an Avera. Why is it like an Avera? Because you actively destroyed the essay. An active Bittel essay is upgraded to the status of a Ke'en Avera. So what I'm suggesting is you might have three different levels. The lowest level is Bittel Chavasim. He had the opportunity of doing a mitzvah and he didn't do the mitzvah. Let's say I don't shake a lulav on the first day of Yontiv, Achmi Yom Rishon, so I was Mavato my chiv. That's one level. That's the lowest level. The next level is where I actively destroy the mitzvah. How can I actively destroy the mitzvah? In the case of sukkah, the Rambam says, by eating outside the sukkah, I am bekum v'esei, being mevatel the mitzvah. It's not just the absence of a kiyum chovaso, but it's an active antithesis that underlies the mitzvah's essay. And that itself, the Rambam calls like an aver. And then you have the highest level, which the Midrash identifies as an avera mamash, as an Easter essay. The Torah says, Teshu v'sukis, the al teshu chutz v'sukis. Which again, there is no such drasha, but the Mechaskina invents such a drasha. Why do I enjoy the middle category? Because I think the middle category might not require a special pasuk. Where's the source in the Torah for an Easter to eat outside the sukkah? There is no basis for that. But if the achila outside the sukkah is an active bittel essay, that's considered like a maisa aver. So, for example, I would differentiate between putting on a beged of dalit kanfis without tzitzis, or putting on a beged with dalit kanfis and not having kavana l'shem mitzvah, or having kavana shalom latzis. I don't know if you remember, Rabbi Weber mentioned this in one of the shiurim, that the Mishnah Berurah seems to assume that if you have kavana shalom latzis in tzitzis, then you're considered a bittul essay. Again, I don't know if it's a bittul essay. There's no avera. I don't think there's an avera to wear a beged without tzitzis on it, even though it has dalit kanfis. But it might be an active bittul essay as opposed to a passive bittul essay. When you put on the beged, but again, here you put on the beged, what would be if you put on the beged and you had kavanah l'shem mitzvah, and then at one point or another you decide that you won't have kavanah l'shem mitzvah, kavanah shelo latzeis, maybe that would just be a bittul chovas mitzvah. But you could envision a case where you put on the beged without tzitzis, or you put on the beged even with tzitzis, but with kavanah shelo latzeis, and that's an active levisha of a bittul essay. In sukkah, when you eat outside the sukkah, it's an active form of a bittul essay. And that's one step higher and more chamur than just not fulfilling a mitzvah essay. But let's get to the second chiddush of the minhag. And that is that sukkah gzula under mitzvah bav avera is still a sukkah. It's not possible. However, you can't be mekayim your mitzvah in it as long as the mitzvah bav avera. But it's not like eating outside the sukkah. The sukkah per se is not possible. That chiddush is very intriguing. And let me try to develop an idea based on this minchas chinuch, but we'll take a little bit of a digression for a moment. Our minhag in yeshiva besukkah is like Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam. And we only make a bracha on achila besukkah, not on shena besukkah. The Rosh himself in his first approach would make a bracha on shena besukkah. He has a problem, maybe he won't fall asleep. But Rabbeinu Tam pirish, lefisha ikar hakeva, sha'odam osa besukkah, hi achila. Aval shar til v'shena sha'osim v'sukkah tfeilim l'gabi achila v'hi patrosim. So the bracha that you recite over the achila patters up all the other forms and expressions of yeshiva. What does Rabbeinu Tam mean by saying that the ikar keva is achila? That's very difficult, especially in the light of the Rosh, who says that we're more machmer on shena than we are in achila. What makes achila the ikar keva? So perhaps we could say that if eating outside the sukkah is an avera, or like an avera, the Rambam says, the osur lechol chutz l'sukkah, and we said it's a bittul essay, bekumba essay, then maybe that indicates that achila has a special status. If I fall asleep outside the sukkah, okay, I wasn't makayim my chiyu, but you wouldn't say I get any sort of avera for that. So the Torah is being more machmir and makpid about achila than any other form of yeshiva. Maybe that's what Rabbeinu Tam means when he says the ikar keva b'achila. Be that as it may, Tosus doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Tam. Because you take a look at the bottom of your page, Tosfot Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis says, Sukkah kol emas din nichnas lo, whenever you enter into the sukkah, kidei sheyochal v'yishter v'yishan. See, he puts this all together. Afilu eser pam biyom mevarech. It seems like when you enter into the sukkah, you make the bracha. Why are you entering into the sukkah? For what purpose? To eat, to drink, to sleep. You know, you get the impression that the Tosfos is equating all three. He doesn't give any special status to achila. But Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, gives special status to achila. So the Rambam's language that you don't have on the page, but in Alafi and Beis, the Rambam says Kol Zman Sheikonis Leishev Basukah Kol Shiva Mevarech. The Rambam has his own unique shita that the Iker Kviyus in Sukkah is the yeshiva of the Sukkah. There's no get to Kiddush on the first night.
Is there to yeshiva Sukkah?
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. It's hard to say.
He's using the Lashon of Isser by Achil, by Suda.
But he only uses it by Suda. He doesn't say it here, but yet in Bracha, he seems to assume that yeshiva Sukkah is itself enough of a Kviyus. So that's very interesting. And the Rambam brings a raya from the Nusach HaBracha, Asher Kitshanu v'mitzvosu v'tzimonu Leishayv Basukah, which the Rambam takes literally. How do we interpret Leishayv Basukah?
Well,
to dwell in the Sukkah. The Rambam says Leishayv Basukah means to sit in the Sukkah. That's the Rambam's shita here by Kiddush. Makadish Ma'umad. Mevarech Leishayv Basukah V'yoshev Ovel Asiyatam, because the Iker Mitzvah is the Yeshiva Basukah. So it's a very interesting sheet of the Rambam that we have to
look in if you look at what Tosfos saying that whenever you get into the Sukkah to do each of the purposes, then you have to recite bracha. But it means that when you do it, or because you're in sukkah, to do.
But my time of anek, let's make sure nechnasas.
No, the reason is reciting bracha is because it's getting into the sukkah, and it's getting to the sukkah to do one of those. That it doesn't have anything else to do in the sukkah. Or does it mean that no, those things need to have bracha lishiva sukkah on them? It depends on the sukkah, or depends on the achilah shi'ah v'shena.
Mashmash is a talui. But Hagam mitzalei v'shneim yachad. Who nichnas l'sukkah? Aval l'shem baz. But haknisa l'sukkah eina kovat l'fitosfot. Keva, yeshiva shel keva, bracha nitkanal yeshiva shel keva. Aval mevchinat haTosfot, ma ofechet haknisa l'sukkah l'keva, davar kavua, hamatara sheyesh lo lechol, lishtot, lishon. Aval ma shani itkavanti ladgish po, sheb'enim nomar sheu mevarech al knisa l'chupa, eslicha l'sukkah, o b'enim nomar sheu mevarech al achila v'shena v'zeh. Aval davar echad hu ברור, אני חושב לפי הרמב"ם, לעומת התוספות, בניגוד לתוספות, הוא לא מדגיש דווקא את האכילה. אין פה הדגש מיוחד שעיקר קבע הוא אכילה.
השאלה מה זה יגיד לגבי השאלה הקושייה של הראש, שאומר למה לא מברכים על שינה כשמא לא יישן. אם אני אומר שכל העניין, אני רק, השינה היא רק תירוץ לעשות את הברכה, כי זה הסיבה שאני נכנס לסוכה, והעצם זה שאני נכנס לסוכה, כמו שהרמב״ם אומר, אני צריך ברכה.
אז מה אכפת לי?
אז מה אכפת לי אם אני לא אשן? הרי הברכה צריכה להיעשות. אם זה קשור לסיבה המקורית שנכנסתי לסוכה או לא?
אם הכוונה שלו לישון היא רק גילוי מילטה על הכניסה, שהיא כניסה של קבע מחייבת, אז מה אכפת לי אם לא לישון?
כן. אבל אם זה...
אז יוצא שיש לנו ארבע אפשריות. יש לנו שיטת רבנו תם שלא קבעו את הברכה אלא על אכילה. יש לנו שיטת הרמב״ם שקבעו את הברכה על ישיבה, פשוט פיזית לשבת. יש לנו את שיטת התוספות א' שהברכה היא על הכניסה לחופה, רק הכניסה נהפכת להיות קבע בתנאי שיש לו כוונה לשם XYZ. יש תוספות ב' שיטה אחרת בתוספות, פירוש אחר בתוספות, שזה לא הכניסה לסוכה, אלא השינה או האכילה, השפיעה, רק שמברך על הכניסה כדי לפתוח את השינה.
תוספות נמצא בעצם, אנחנו צריכים להחליט אם הוא נוטה יותר לרבנו תם או שהוא נוטה יותר לרמב"ם.
כן. אבל דבר אחד הוא ברור, הוא לא מקבל את רבנו תם בחיבוק ידיים.
לא.
כי במאה אחוז, כי רבנו תם... רבנו תם שם את כל הדגש על האכילה, וכל שאר פעולות הישיבה הן תפלות לגמרי. והן נפטרות ממילא על ידי ברכת האכילה. עכשיו, אני רציתי להתייחס לשאלה הזאת. הרמב״ם, וכבר הדגשנו את זה לשעבר, הרמב״ם אומר אסור לאכול סעודה חוץ לסוכה כל שבעה. עכשיו, מה פירוש סעודה לפי הרמב״ם?
כל הרמב״ם.
סעודה, רמב"ם אומר, זה אכילת קבע. אכילת קבע הוא כביצה, הוא קצת יותר, הוא קצת פחות. אבל ודאי שהוא לא מתייחס לכזית פה. ובכל זאת הוא כולל כל שבעה. משמע, אפילו ליל ראשון, נכון? אז איך ייתכן? הרי הרמב"ם בעצמו קובע לגבי ליל ראשון. אפילו אכל כזית יצא ידי חובה. אבל בואו, בנשימה אחת, באותה מידה, הרמב"ם עושה לאכול דווקא סעודה חוץ לסוכה, וכולל אפילו ליל ראשון. אז רואים שיש פה שתי הגדרות. יש הגדרת מצוות ישיבת סוכה שהיא חובה בליל ראשון, והיא נקבעת על פי כזית. יש כאן עוד מושג של איסור אכילה חוץ לסוכה. וכמה זה איסור סוכה? חוץ לסוכה? דווקא כביצה. אוקיי, קצת יותר, נכון? אז יש פה שני שיעורים. אז הדבר הוא לחוגה פלא. So
how do you work this out? On the one hand, what are we saying that the Isur...
Yeah, so why, if he eats a kezias outside the sukkah on the first night, why isn't that a bittul mitzvah's essay? Bekuvase? I mean, that same kezias he could have eaten in sukkah, so why does the rabbi suspend the Avera, the Isur, a bittul essay until he eats a kebetza of a Yosef? So I thought that the best way of going is with the Marshal. Again, I don't need the Marshal. I think we can say without the Marshal. But the Marshal says, so why not pin it on the Marshal? Let him take the flak for it. Let him receive the wrath and the slings and arrows of the Marshal instead of us. Because the Marshal says, Beferish, in explaining Rashi, Chiyuva Delel Yudal Lav Visuk Italia. El Yalfina Milel Pesach Nitzorach Achila. Correct? So what's the definition of the mitzvah's essay derived from Tesvav on the first night? Achila. But then he goes ahead and he says he can't eat outside the sukkah. Okay, so you'll eat in the sukkah, but the eating in the sukkah is a secondary problem. So let's say, for example, if it's impossible to eat in the sukkah on the first night, you'll eat outside the sukkah. You'll be mekayim the mitzvah of Tesvav outside the sukkah. In fact, Rashi holds that you can have tashlumin when, if you don't eat at all, leil shemini. That's for sure outside the sukkah. Says the Marshal. Why? Because the mitzvah is never a mitzvah of sukkah. So where do we derive kizayis from? For the first night according to the Rambam. From this mitzvah of achila derived from matzah. We spoke about this a great length, but it's very sharp. Because if that be the case, then as far as the Easter of eating outside the sukkah is concerned, that's a bittul of a different mitzvah. The mitzvah of what? Yeshiva b'sukkah. Yeshiva b'sukkah, the Rambam holds, is only achilas keva. So less than achilas keva is not a bittul essay of sukkah. So there's no difference between the first night and the other night. The first night has an additional chiyuv above and beyond sukkah of achila. But again, who can't tolerate this? The Marsha. The Marsha can't tolerate it. He says that's impossible. But Gabi, mitzvah sukkah alfina milel pesach. The hekesh is for the mitzvah of sukkah. It's not a hekesh that generates a mitzvah achila. And therefore, sukkah is essential to the mitzvah. Again, how he's going to learn tashlumin, we tried to work that out. It's a yantav halach, whatever we said. But the Marsha, I think, is going to generate a real toothache for us in understanding the Rambam's, the diukim that we have in the Rambam, that achila on the first night is kizayis. The Easter of achila, even on the first night outside the sukkah, is kibbeza. How do you juggle that? The Easter of Achila outside the sukkah the first night is a bittul essay. If your essay is fulfilled with the kezias, then your bittul essay should be with the kezias. How's the Marshal going to deal with that? I'm almost convinced that the only way of interpreting this Rambam is to go with the Marshal. As much as the Marshal can't take it.
אולי תגיד בברית, אם לא אכפת לך, שיש. כי כיוון שהתחלנו כבר.
כיוון דעל-על. לפי הרמב, לא נראה שהוא מסכים, שהוא הולך עם המהרש"ל יד ביד. כי הרמב אומר, באכילה בלילי יום טוב ראשון, בסוכה חובה. זה נראה שהוא לא סתם. הוא יכול להגיד, אכילה בלילי יום טוב ראשון, חובה. ואז היינו מרוויחים, היינו יכולים להגיד, אוקיי, זה מה שהמהרש"ל אמר. נראה לי שהרמב״ם לא הלך בדרך הזאת, הוא הלך בדרך אמצעית, איפשהו בין המהרש"ל למהרש"ל. אומר, יש כאן חובה לסוכה, ויש כאן חובה לאכילת כזית.
מין סיגוף של שניהם יחד.
כן, זה ש... הבעיות הן לשני הצדדים, הן לא... כי הרמב״ם כנראה לא יסכים שלילה יום טוב ראשון, אתה יכול לאכול, אתה מקיים את המצווה באכילת חוץ לסוכה. בניגוד למרשל שיגיד יש לך מצווה נגיד שאתה חתום מהסוכה.
אבל אני רק טוען דבר אחד, שלפי הרמב״ם האיסור בליל ראשון לאכול חוץ לסוכה הוא ביטול מצווס אסי של ישיבוס, ולכן הקובע הוא כביצה ולא כזה. מסכים?
עוד פעם, גם בלילה הראשון זה יקח,
כן, שהאיסור לאכול חוץ לסוכה בתור ביטול מצווס אסי הוא תלוי במצווה סוכה. הקובע הוא מצווה סוכה ולא מצו ולא הקש ולא גזיר שובה ולא גזייס.
אם הוא יכול לחוץ לסוכה כזית, אז הוא לא עבר,
לא עבר על האיסור הזה, משום שיש כאן מצווה לאכול בתוך הסוכה ולא מצווה סוכה ביסודה.
זה שתי מצוות, זה שתי מצוות שונות, אבל גם המצווה לפי הרמב״ם, בניגוד למהרש"ל, היא דווקא בסוכה. זה לא מצווה עצמונית של לאכול בליל יום טוב ראשון כזה יתפל.
Now, what do we do on the first night if it rains? So let's look in the Ramah, Tafrei Shlamed Tes. Avalayla Rishon Etzorach Lechol Kizayis Besukah Af Im Gishomim Yardu. So even though the rains are pouring down, you eat a Kizayis in the Sukkah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Svir Leila Ramah, Kedas HaPosim, the Sobim Delela Rishon, Af Mitztar Chai, Every time came in the Gamrina, Tesvav Tesvav Michai Gamatzis, Legamri Gamrina, Ma Hosam Bechol Gavne Chai, Af So he's got to eat in the sukkah while it's raining. A single kizayis on the first night. But he can't make a bracha. What happens if posku agishamim? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Lamed Vav, which you have on your page, in Pasuk Gishamim, he says, Sarach lech orapa. He's going to have to eat a second time in the sukkah. Kishir kibetza. Why? Kidei lotze is das haposk in the street of the Eina Yotze v'amesha achal v'eis hagesh. Wonderful. But here's my question, which is the Mr. Brew's next question. What happens if it was raining? I ate the kizayis in the sukkah. But now I went to sleep. Does somebody have to wake me up when it stops raining?
So, no, to eat again?
To eat again, because again, according to those poskim who say that on the first night you have the same dinim that if it's a gishomim are coming down, you're not yotze. Okay, so honest rachmana patri, you can't be yotze. Correct? Now that it stopped raining, you have to go back and eat another kibetza. Because you have to be yotze that sheet. Wonderful. But I went to sleep in between, you have to wake me up? You're up and I'm sleeping. You have to wake me up to get me into the sukkah?
Maybe we won't be matrich you because it's only a machlok.
Not because
it's
right, I have a chiv to get up and, you know, the Torah is v'sayel a mitzvah, it's losing mitzvah, he should wake
up. You don't have to do that for any mitzvah. I have to make sure that you're mechaim.
Oh, okay, forget it. So do I have to set an alarm clock? Whatever it is. I wasn't entering the salon to that. You know, about...
Okay.
No, I'm sorry. I wasn't clear. You're right. I meant to say something else. Do I have a chiv to wake up, get my pajamas on, off, and get my suit or whatever?
Or if I wake up and I see
and you wake up. Correct. So, if you had asked me, I would have said yes. Why? Because you want to be makir for those shittas that say you aren't yotzei. Now the sukkah is wonderful. It's dry. Get yourself into the sukkah. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah with a epsah. I love this. I keep finding love this in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "Vehu." This whole din applies. Shadayin lo shachav. Aval im kvar shachav, ein tzarech loku min amito. And he comes up with the Mivarisha. He says it in the Mishnah Berurah, but it's even clearer in the Sharetziyah. He says, "Vim mitzayir chayav." If you're saying that, even though it was raining. He has had an obligation, according to those Rishonim, which the Ramah is very excited about and very careful about. Harei kvar kiyem amitzus esem. So he ate his ice already in the sukkah when it was raining, correct? Elo what? You're worried that he wasn't yotzei because mitzayir and you read the strong patterson from the sukkah, so he ate a pitur. He says, Harei gam ata potter. Now also he's potter. Why? Because he's sleeping. So I just wanted to tell you that the Rav Zacharno of Bracha never quoted the Mishnah Berurah in my 5 years. Never. And certainly in this discussion he didn't quote the Mishnah Berurah, and I'm sure he didn't even know about this Mishnah Berurah. But he told us that his father woke up the children, and yeah, I don't know how old they were, after it stopped raining. In other words, everybody went to sleep. It was 12 midnight or whatever time it was. And Rav Moshe stayed awake like a true blue brisker. He wakes up his whole family and says, stop raining, let's go into the sukkah. So the question is, but what about this Mimarashach? It's such a good piece of logic. The only reason you're going into the sukkah is because Mitztar Potem Nasukkah and you read Kishomim Potem Nasukkah even on the first night. So why wake up a person to get him into the sukkah? The same story should apply. Oh, excellent. That's the Ramah about Ted Yotzes. So the Ramah says, take a look in the Ramah. Kol apotim in a sukkah v'ena yotzim yisham ena makabel olav schar. Ela hedyotos. He's like a hedyot. Now normally we say that you could be part of a mitzvah, but you can take the initiative and fulfill the mitzvah on your own. Here the Ramah is discouraging you from doing so. He's called a hedyot. And I often thought that calling someone a hedyot is worse than calling him a rasha. He's touching an amor. Oh. What's the lumbus that underlies this Ramah? Why is it that in the case of Yard the Gishamim, the Ramah says that you're not going to get schar at all. You can't volunteer for the mitzvah of sukkah and get some piece of schar for it. What would you say?
Because it's
objective. Yeah, it's not a sukkah. It's objective. If the sukkah is not ru'uya lidira, teishu came to duru, the gishamim are coming down in tarit, so you're not yotzi. It's meaningless. However, what about the case where the sukkah is in great shape, just that I went to sleep? So it could be that the Ramah's psak that, and all that we developed, that you have to go back and eat a second kezayis if you ate the first kezayis while it was raining, that's because there are two categories of mitzvah. Now the question is as follows. If on the first night the Ramah holds that you have to eat the gezayis in the sukkah, even though what? Even though it's raining, so how could the Ramah turn around and then say that when it's raining, it's not a sukkah, and you're a hedged. And the Ramah doesn't have any question about it. He doesn't say it's a suffix. He says explicitly, "Kol apotim in a sukkah v'ni yotzim yisham." This is the whole seif about kishamim. Is ain el a hedged. So here's why I was wondering if the Minchas Chinuch might help us a little bit. Let's say, for example, we go with the Marashal. The Marashal holds that the mitzvah on the first night is fundamentally a mitzvah chiyu, but you can't eat outside the sukkah. What if it's raining? Perhaps this might be a difference between a kiyu mitzvah sukkah and the bittul and the aveir of eating outside the sukkah. Meaning, Eino Elike Hedjot means that as far as the mitzvah of sukkah is concerned, this sukkah, because of the Geshamim at this point, is completely mufka from the Kiyama mitzvah. You don't even have a possibility of getting any schar whatsoever. But medvar mamurim when we're talking about a mitzvah of sukkah. But if we're talking about a mitzvah chila, which is derived from Tesvav, Tesvav, the only problem is you can't eat outside the sukkah. Perhaps the Ramah would admit that you're not eating outside the sukkah. You can have this middle category where it's not an aveir of eating chutz l'sukkah. You don't have a kima mitzvah in the sukkah. It's in this twilight zone in between. And if you go in there, you're in the sukkah. You're not eating outside the sukkah. You don't have a kima mitzvah, but it's not a bittul esrei. It's like sukkah gzula before the psul of lecha. If it was only mitzvah bob aveir. Therefore, the Ramah, on the one hand, can maintain that for a person to go into a sukkah and eat during the entire 7 days of sukkah, it's when it's raining, he's a hedged. A hedged because there's no possibility of being mekayim in the mitzvah. The sukkah doesn't lend itself to the kiyum mitzvah. But he doesn't mean pak Hashem sukkah legamre. It is a sukkah. As far as what? As far as the Isur Avera of eating outside the sukkah. Again, whether you go to Minchas Chinuch as far as to say there's an Isur Esrei independent, or if you only take it as far as saying that it would be a bittul esrei b'yadayim, the sukkah itself still maintains its status as a sukkah. It still has a chaloshem sukkah, even though it's mufka from a kiyum mitzvah sukkah. And then afkamina would be on the first night, whether it would be meaningful to eat the kizayis of Leil Rishona in the sukkah while it rains. How could the Ramah advocate to encourage us to do something when it's not a sukkah at all? The teretz is, if you go to Marshal, that the mitzvah is achila, just you can't eat outside the sukkah. This is not considered an achila outside the sukkah. Okay?